When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Anyway, it's National Tattoo Day. There's a Google Trends map of the most searched tattoo designs in every state over the past 12 months.
Oh, all right.
It's limited to basics. There's names, hearts, crosses, flowers, roses.
Oh, flowers and roses each get their own category.
I guess so.
Mm. One of the things, is a staple.
The internet is ranking the worst tattoo trends ever.
Oh, okay.
And this is one I agree with. And I'll tell you, I understand once you've got a tattoo, you have a tattoo. I'm not trying to cap on your tattoo. If you love it, if it makes you happy, I don't, you know.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. What's the
but
worst
the
kind?
One of the, it's at the top of the list here too. So I didn't do this, but it's super long quotes. And you see this on different people where they've got the entire story written down their rib cage, mm-hmm. or their whole arm. You have to read their arm in order to get. Again, I don't want to make you feel bad about what you went and did, but
get believe across your forehead and just like leave it at that. That's I don't need your Bible verse or.
I understand it can mean a lot to you, but like use the first couple words. Use the title of it. That like just
I just want to skim it. I don't want to read the whole thing.
It'll leave you with a little mystery. Someone will be like, "What does that mean?" And then you have something to talk. What is that? Oh, this is my favorite Bible verse, but it's not the whole verse.
Right. And this is my favorite Rush lyric, and not the entire "Farewell to Kings."
Just put "Red Barchetta," not all the lyrics. You know what I mean?
I do.
Bows on your calves or thighs.
Bows.
This is supposed to look like you've got thigh-high pantyhose with a little...
I see. Like a garter-looking kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. A barbed wire band, which should have ended with
Pam Anderson.
And never been done again.
Mm. What's the list called?
This is the worst tattoo trends ever. Do-it-yourself stick and poke tattoos.
Oh yeah, those are no good.
I don't mind that.
I think they're cute.
The guy I just met the other day, who gave me that picture he drew for me. He goes, "Oh my God, your tattoos are." We were talking about tattoos as I was changing, and he had some, and I was like, "Oh, you know what about?" And he said, "I did this one myself, and it was amazing."
Where was it?
It was on his tummy.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Oh my God, you just sat there." And he goes, "Yeah, I took my time."
Is he a tattoo guy?
He has a lot of tattoos, but I don't know if
he have like the right, did he do it with a little pin?
It
and
looked
some
great.
Ink?
Yeah, no, I think he had a gun. It looked great. He really did a tattoo on himself. I was like, wow. Okay. Mm. Chinese characters are on the list of the worst tattoo trends.
I always think those look good.
I think they look good. I think that a lot of people don't know what they got. They hope they got something that means hope.
Or peace.
Right. And or love.
What it really says is, this person's stupid.
A dinner order or something like that. Where you're like, what did I do?
Shrimp. Pork bun. Or whatever.
Pork bun? What?
Well, that's what your butt looked like when... He's like, "Oh, that's a pork bun looking butt if I ever saw one." Let me put that in.
And tramp stamps are on the list.
See, I'm sorry about the tramp stamp because I actually think that it does look pretty cool. Although I did see one. This was years. I think this is maybe either you had just gotten back or no, this was a friend of Hooman's he brought in and she had gotten, "Oh, no, you didn't," in like oldie English script with sort of wild flowers going around, like right over her belt line. And I did think to myself, "Oh no, you didn't." Like that was, like I like the little, I like a little scrolly thing on the tramp stamp area. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any tattoos, so
right?
And I'm definitely not going to get a tramp stamp now because they definitely have a bad name. Definitely.
You don't. You'll get the first needle prick and be done.
I know.
So don't. Don't bother.
I think about it though. I would like to. I actually wanted to get like a little ribbon that had like my kids' names on it, or you know, something that would be meaningful to me.
Use a Sharpie.
Yeah. What's the point? Just off.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.